Yeah, that'll be the plan. So organize by quality, and then explain to you and also who cares about what to do next, right? Because there's always the next step of, okay, cool, now that I know what the values are, what's your plan? Do you want to keep them? Do you want to sell them? Do you want to pass them down?
You tell me. I might want to pass them down until they get stuck in a flood or they burn down in a house fire, right? Most of these things happen, right?
Yes. Or the big thing was everyone's mom threw him out when he went to college, right? So top sex, you made it.
The first thing I did when I moved out, I'm like, I'm taking these with me. I don't care about anything else, but I'm taking these.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked at them in like 30 years.
That's awesome, though.
But, well, anything else about the cards you want to tell people before the time lapse?
No, I mean, cards are cool. And it's a good way to, I find a good way to decompress, actually, right? So I actually still enjoy collecting cards.
Okay.
I collect them still to this day. And so for me, it's a hobby outside of SEO. So when I'm done doing SEO stuff, done doing baseball, taekwondo, dance class, and it's, you know, I got an hour to myself at night. Like, I actually, like, look at my card. It's actually kind of soothing. And
how many cards do you have?
I used to have a lot, but now I probably have just a few. Well, a few hundred might sound like a lot, but I only have a few hundred. But compared to like what I had when I used to have thousands.
Yeah, this is just 150 or so.
Yeah,
of Jordan cards, and I have binders of stuff that are probably worth garbage.
But there's just something about a stressful day, your busy day, and you can just sit down and just look at cards and organize them. There's something therapeutic about it, and it's nerdy, but I think...
How do you organize them? Because I organize them by team.
Yeah, so I have...
players, right? It's players, same teams.
Yeah, so I do mine by player. So I collect a handful of players, and then I organize by that. And then inside the player, I organize them by year, right? So I know, like, early cards are in front, newer cards in the back. Jordan doesn't have many cards come out now because he's only licensed to Upper Deck, and Upper Deck doesn't make cards right now. So you actually can't get you can't go to Walmart and buy a pack of cards and pull a Jordan.
Got it.
But
you can buy an old pack.
You can buy an old pack, which hopefully will open some of those up and we can pull.
You want to do that?
Oh, 100%.
Worth a lot more not the clothes there.
No, we'll go through it, but no, there it's gonna be it's more about the chase. So for example,
kids are collecting now. I have to buy them. Buying them Score football cards.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good brand
or not. So a Score and like it's an okay brand. There's hits in it. But you're going to go broke if you collect the other brands. Like stuff is through the like.
The
I used to really go to Walmart. So there was a big surge over COVID,
right?
Because it was, and it makes sense, right? So, I'm about 40. Are you about 40?
Yeah.
Okay. So our age, we are now grown-ups. We might have kids.
Yeah.
They might be into sports, but we have like grown-up money now, right? And so like now that we found out that like some of the cards that we had as kids might be valuable, we might buy some or buy new ones or be able to afford that card that my dad...
The rookie card.
Yeah, that's... and then during COVID, when everybody was home, you had the documentaries come on TV. So we watched Jordan for 6 weeks straight. And now you wanted to go get Jordan cards. And Derek Jeter had documents. And then paired with... there's people who were still able to work through COVID but still got a stipend. So they had extra money. And it's like, hey, I got $2,000 here. I'm good. Like
the value drops since then, right?
Value is so a good example. The Michael Jordan rookie card,
right,
in a perfect 10,
right,
was like $700,000. Now it's like $100,000. So imagine buying. Well, imagine buying it, being the two people who bought it for $700,000.
So, do you recommend people sell the cards today or wait?
Depends what it is. I would say the most important thing is to have fun, okay, right? The second thing is if you're trying to flip, you need to buy it when a product first comes out. So let's say the new football cards come out today.
Right.
You got to buy them today and sell them today.
Interesting.
Because after 2 weeks, it's like, for some reason.
You go to find the value. I used to buy Beckett magazines.
So Beckett, I think, still does the magazine.
Okay.
But what usually we use eBay sold.
Okay.
And like it's like your last 3 to 5 sales is like a comp. Right, so like if this card sold for...
Is there a website that says these are the players you should be looking for? Because I don't know anything about sports these days.
Not really. But there's also stuff like there's a company called Bowman,
right,
who produces cards. They, for baseball, they focus on the first card of anybody ever made, right? So, for example, there's a guy, Jason Dominguez, who's in the farm system for the Yankees.
Right.
His first card came out when he was 16. People are spending $200,000 on the autograph version.
Okay.
Which is insane. Like, why would you do that, right? Tens of thousands on a guy who's... He could break his leg tomorrow and never play baseball again.
Right. just in case he becomes good.
So they're thinking, well, who's the next Mike Trout? Who's the next Mickey Mantle? And so there's this investing crowd that spends so much money, and that's why prices are driven up. Right. You can't go to Walmart and buy a $2 pack anymore. They're now $7 a pack, or roughly, because they take them, they get all the, and then the grading system too. Now that the cards get graded, you open the card.
Like $100 to grade a card?
It used to be. They drop now. So COVID, they raised the price. It's ridiculous. Now it's, I think, like $20.
So it might not be even worth to grade most of these cards.
Correct. But if there's, and that's the conversation of, are these for you? Are these to sell? Is there one or two cards that, like, remember your childhood vividly having that? Then, like, I would grade those as, like, just a keepsake. Because okay. there's more than one company. And I actually brought examples. There's more than one company that grades cards. So there's a company... The main one is PSA. That's the most expensive. Right. But like, there's a company called SGC, which is nice. And it's a different kind of case. It looks really nice, and it's a lot cheaper, and you get your cards back in a week. Right. You could send them to one company, not get them back for months. Right. During COVID, your cards were gone for a year.
Right.
Kind of crazy. But it's kind of cool to, because my friends are, because I was in it, and I can talk about some, my friends are back in it now. My son is collecting wrestling cards. My daughter collects mascot cards. So in the baseball sets, in like a specific series, an opening day, they put out mascots. So she collects them. So just like, and yeah, I'm spending $2 on it's nothing, but it brings us together, right? Like it's my son likes LeBron James now, so we every time we go to a car and like there's a little card show by our house sometimes, and so we'll take $10. So we'll get, it was like with me and my dad. Right. I used to go to the mall and go to a card show, and so like we'll get 10 cards, and he's like thrilled. So.
Yeah, I just use it to incentivize them to do what I want them to do. Do your homework here.
Yeah.
So stuff they're supposed to do anyway.
But. Yeah.
All right. So let's go through the cards. We'll do a time lapse.
Yep.
And then maybe at the end we'll do a recap of everything that's going on.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So thanks again for doing
this. Hey.
Stay tuned.
This was fun. Cards.